Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, bringing news to us via the Republican American newspaper and also online, rap-am.com. Good morning, Ruth. Happy Passover.
And thank you, Marshall, and happy Easter to everybody coming up.
Yeah, it's, you know, and one of the things I noticed, the difference between this Easter and last Easter, some of the local churches are opening up for their services.
Yes, isn't that a sign of hope?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Now, of course, we all know that on Easter Sunday, there's a lot of outdoor services that have always been held, but it's still nice to see some of the churches not only opening up for Palm Sunday, but also Easter, and telling people, you know, come, wear your masks, socially distance, and, it, you know, along with the vaccinations, it gives you a good feeling. Now, of course, we do have COVID on the rise once again in Connecticut and New York, but still, you feel good about it. So.
Well, it certainly does give you a little sense of peace once you've had your two, as you have. So, but just, you're right. Can't let our guard down now. Got to keep remembering those protocols.
Absolutely.
So, yep. So, interesting week. We were up in the Canaan area talking about the train station, which is up for sale, but the state has some concerns about grants that were given for the project when it was burned, and want to be sure that those funds, that the sale doesn't mess up those funds. And so Maria Horn is involved, and we'll be following that to see what happens. But the Railroad Commissioners, Association Commissioners, say they're just, you know, they're getting on, and they don't want to be property managers, and they're looking to sell but make sure that it stays the purpose it was. So we'll see what happens.
I think we're going to, you know, normally, like, we were flooded with budget stories, but I think over the next 2 years, the big flood will be planning and zoning commissions. Really, I mean,
absolutely,
they can't win for losing. I'm not saying I agree with everything they do, but they are so outmatched at the dollar wise and personnel wise that it's just horrible.
I totally applaud people who get on those commissions. I mean, it is complex. You're right. If you do one thing, it pleases one and doesn't please the other. And as we saw with the Salisbury hearing the other night, I mean, it was lawyers, lawyers, and lawyers. Everybody is hiring people to defend their causes. And you're absolutely right.
And the public only spoke out of that whole four-hour meeting. The public only spoke for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yep, I mean that law. You know, the lawyer and his experts just had the floor for, and 4 hours was just, oof. And it'll probably go on for another 4 hours at the next one on April 14th. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So we're dealing with the affordable housing in Salisbury. We dealt with affordable housing in Falls Village, and there'll be more coming up. You're absolutely right, and I predict it's going to get harder and harder to find people to serve on these commissions.
Well, it is just, you know, and like I said, it doesn't matter whether you agree with them or not agree with them. Yes, did I complain about the school board in Region 1 for many years? Well, yeah, because I complained that they didn't have their eye on the ball. Now, it didn't mean I didn't appreciate the fact that they served on the commissions, it's not an easy thing to do nowadays in our government to go into these meetings, and you're met with a battery of lawyers, and you're not a lawyer.
Yeah, and planners and experts here and there.
Towns are going to have to beef up their lawyer budgets substantially.
Budget for all these things. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, as I say, I give people credit, but I also urge people to step up and talk if they have concerns at these meetings, and not talk on Main Street and then, you know, come and some cases, vote it down without explaining your reasoning.
Or wait to the last minute. You know, if something bothers you,
let them know.
Whether a phone call, whether an email, or whether a letter, whether a visit to town hall.
Mm-hmm.
Let these people know. Whether it's a visit to the school board, whatever it is.
Yes.
You know, if you're in a retail store and something happens that you don't like, 99.9% of the times you go right to the manager.
Yeah. Right. So. Well, we've set how many years and years of meetings, Marcia, where people, you know, we know there's unrest and people don't come out. So, high school will be going in person, coming up on the 19th of April. The school board held a meeting the other night and heard from Ian Strieber, the principal, and Lisa Carter, the superintendent, the reasoning, and all parents who were on the call agreed that it's time to open up and get the kids back in. So, of course, everything hinges on whether the cases drive up or not, but at this point, the high school will be going, rather than hybrid, kids will be going 4 days a week, everybody, and then the fifth day on Wednesday again will still be closed for cleaning. So.
And still, if parents want to keep their kids home, they can.
They have that option. Absolutely. Looking ahead, tonight we have an internet meeting in Cornwall. The internet committee has been working, trying to come up, as have committees in most of these towns, how to expand broadband in their towns. And the Cornwall group did a survey. They have tallied everything, and they want to give people a chance and an opportunity to talk. So that is tonight at 7. And Canaan Board of Finance will meet on Wednesday looking at budgets. Here we go. Both school and the town have presented first looks at them, and now the finance board gets its turn to discuss it.
And North Canaan, of course, is dealing with the ugly fact that they're sending more people to the high school this year, and they're going to get, you know, it's one of those things where 1 year you're okay, mm-hmm. and the next year you get whacked.
And they're getting whacked. It's $400,000 they're going to be having to pay the high school, and it's two more kids from what I hear. But, you know, the formula depends on how many other towns are sending to the school. So.
The attendance at the school is very, very low to begin with. So
that's
why if you go up to another town's, let's say, go down 15 or 20 total,
mm-hmm.
Your bill is staggeringly high.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. The balance just goes off. Yeah. So I am sure there are other budget meetings coming up. We will be watching and keeping an eye out.
And there was an Easter egg hunt in Fallsville. That's another reason to make you feel good.
Oh.
On Saturday, there was an Easter egg hunt in Falls Village, and there's one coming up in Amenia this weekend. And I know it sounds trite, but these things were all canceled last year.
Right.
Everything like this didn't happen. And so
the one in Sharon this weekend?
I have no idea about that.
I haven't heard either. Usually it's the Saturday before Easter, and I haven't heard. But I know
Amenia's doing it next weekend. There was one in Falls Village this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And all those signs that slowly and very slowly, I'm not saying that everything's going to change dramatically, but there's a good feeling that goes about. Maybe it's because we're coming through winter and going into spring. I don't know. But
That helps. The nice weather does help. But the fact that I'm talking to more and more people who have had their vaccinations also helps. And it does give a little reassurance. Not completely, but it does help. And people are willing to venture out a little more.
And so, High Watch is open to people to get first vaccinations now. That happened mm-hmm. also over the course of last week. So if you're looking to schedule an appointment, you can schedule one at High Watch. And all I can say is the two times I got my shots there, first of all, I didn't even realize when they put the needle in the arms.
Yeah.
Second
Amazing.
Of all, I was there for 18 minutes. 3 minutes to get in and get the shot, and about 12 or 13 minutes to wait around afterwards to make sure you were okay.
Right.
It's very, very well done. Lots of parking, very easy to get to.
If you knew where you were going, Marshall.
Well, the second time I did. Once you get there, it's very easy to get in. But you have to, unlike me, follow instructions beforehand. And just one other story that I want to talk about, how slow justice moves. Bridger Ruthman has a story in this weekend's Republican American about the Falls Village person who was finally arraigned in a dirt bike crash that injured two. Mm-hmm. And that happened last year.
Yes.
So this is how slow sometimes the justice system works in our area.
Yeah. Well, and there was the case a couple of weeks ago she had about the one on Skiff Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not even, and that still has other phases to go.
Yeah.
Even though there's a couple of settlements been made. So it's amazing. Justice does prevail, but it takes sometimes inordinately long time.
Quite frustrating.
Yeah, yep. Got to be patient. Yeah. Well, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall. Well, lots of news going on, and let's go girl Huskies tonight.
That's right. We want the Yukon Huskies to move on, and
yes.
I want you to have a good week here, Ruth.
And you too, Marshall, and happy Easter to everyone out there, and brighter times are coming.
All right. And I'll be checking with you next week, Ruth.
Thanks.
Take care.
Take care.
That is Ruth Epstein from the Waterbury Republican American. You can find her stories at rep-am.com, and you can find them in the newspaper itself. And you can also listen to Ruth on her on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on the Republican American Report with Ruth Epstein.